USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. In an extensive closed-door interview with lawmakers Wednesday, James Biden asserted that his brother, President Joe Biden, was never engaged in any of his financial transactions. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
The interview was conducted as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden refuted allegations suggesting that President Biden leveraged his official capacities for personal gain through his family's international business endeavors. The testimony arrives amidst a significant setback to the inquiry's credibility following the arrest of a former FBI informant accused of fabricating bribery accusations against the president.
Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston, Texas. Local deputies link him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her body found 6 days after she went missing in a river not far from where she lived.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure justice for Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. Investigators say McDougal was a family friend who lived out behind the family home. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. The move is the administration's latest effort at student debt relief. This latest wave of relief will go to borrowers who have been in repayment for over a decade or more and originally took out $12,000 or less. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit ChoiceHomeWarranty.com for more details.
Ron DeSantis is not running for president anymore, but he is traveling across the country rallying support among state legislatures for the passage of a constitutional amendment imposing term limits on Congress.
This is something that the people in the states have the ability to propose changes to discipline Washington. The founding fathers structured the Constitution like that for a reason.
He told a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina, it's time to make them a reality. Healthcare expenses are a major financial worry for American adults, as revealed by a recent KFF survey, a poll that highlights the fear of unexpected medical bills and the expense of healthcare services being the primary financial concern among U.S. adults. Furthermore, the survey indicated that voters who face difficulties with their monthly bills deem it very important for presidential hopefuls to address issues related to health care and the economy. There could be an even bigger college football playoff coming. CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock told reporters the idea of a 14-team field beginning in the 2026 season was considered during a meeting in Dallas Wednesday. The tournament's expanding to a 12-team playoff this year. Beyoncé is becoming the first black woman to land a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. This week, her song Texas Hold'em debuted in the top spot on Billboard's Hot 100 Country Songs. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store? But then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.